بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يرد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام، ومن يرد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء، كذلك يجعل الله الرجس على الذين لا يؤمنون.
Whomever Allah wishes to guide to the right path, He opens their heart to Islam so they accept it willingly. Whomever He wishes to abandon and not guide, He makes their chest extremely narrow and unable to accept the truth, such that they become like a person climbing into the higher layers of the atmosphere while finding it increasingly difficult to breathe. Just as Allah made this extreme narrowness the condition of the person who goes astray, He will place the punishment on those who do not have faith in Him.
وَهَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
This religion that I have given you, O Messenger, is my straight path, in which there is no crookedness. I have made the ayahs clear for the one who has understanding.
لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Such people will be awarded paradise on the day of judgment, in which they will be safe from every type of harm and discomfort. Allah will be their friend, protector, supporter and guardian. This will be their reward for the good actions they used to do.
وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ قَدِ اسْتَكْثَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ وَقَالَ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ ربنا استمتع بعضنا ببعض وبلغنا أجلنا الذي أجلت لنا، قال النار مثواكم خالدين فيها إلا ما شاء الله،
Remember, O Messenger, the day when Allah will gather both the jinn and humankind. He will address the jinn and tell them that they had misled many people and prevented them from Allah's path. Their followers among humankind will say, in response to their Lord, O our Lord, we benefited from one another. The jinn benefited by having human beings follow them, and the human beings benefited by using the jinn to obtain their desires. And now we have reached the term that you have appointed for us, and this is now the day of rising. Allah will tell them that the fire of hell will be their home, where they will live eternally, with the exception of those sinful monotheists whom Allah wills to remove from it. Your Lord, O Messenger, is wise in his planning and handling of matters. He knows which of his servants deserves the punishment.
وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
Just as I gave some of the rebellious jinn the ability to mislead some people, I will give an authority and power to every evil sinner so that they may influence other sinners, prompting them to do evil and create a dislike in their hearts, and turn them away from good. This is a just recompense for the sins they used to commit.
يا معشر الجن والإنس ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا؟ قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين.
On the day of rising, I will address jinn and humankind and ask them if messengers from their own species had not come to them reciting to them what Allah had revealed to them and warning them that they will meet this day, which is the day of rising. They will say, "Of course they did. Today we confess against ourselves that your messengers did communicate your message to us and we admit the meeting of this day. But we had rejected your messengers and denied the meeting of this day. The life of the world with its temporary beauty, decorations and luxuries had deceived them, and they will admit against themselves that they disbelieved in Allah and His messengers in the world. Yet this confession and acceptance will not be of any use to them, as the time for its usefulness would have already passed." Beneficial points. Allah's system with respect to misguidance and guidance is that both of these come from Him and are created and brought into existence by Him. They occur by the action of the servant by his choice after Allah's will. Allah's friendship and protection towards the believers is in accordance to their good actions. The more good actions they do, the greater is Allah's friendship towards them. Allah's custom is to give authority to one wrongdoer over another, so that they urge and encourage one another towards evil and to create a dislike and aversion in his heart for good.
ذلك أن لم يكن ربك مهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها غافلون.
The reason for sending messengers to mankind and jinn is so that no one is punished for the crimes they committed without a messenger having been sent to warn them and the invitation reaching them. I only punished a nation after sending messengers to them.
وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Each one of them will have ranks in accordance to their actions. The person who did a great deal of evil will not be equal to the one who did less. The followers will not be equal to those who were followed. Similarly, the reward for those who do good will not be the same. Your Lord is not unaware of what they used to do. Instead, He is well aware of that. Nothing of it is hidden from Him, and He will repay them for their actions.
وربك الغني ذو الرحمة إن يشأ يذهبكم ويستخلف من بعدكم ما يشاء كما أنشأكم من ذرية قوم آخرين.
Your Lord, O Messenger, is self-sufficient of His servants. He is not in need of them or their worship of Him. Their disbelief in Him does not harm Him. Despite His not being in need of them, He is merciful towards them. If He wished to destroy you, O disobedient servants, He would destroy you with His punishment. And then after this, He would bring others who would have faith in Him and obey Him, just as He created you from the progeny of other people who had come before you.
إنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين.
The resurrection, rising, reckoning, and punishment that you are promised, O disbelievers, will most certainly happen. You will not be able to escape from your Lord by running away. He will seize and punish you.
قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ
Say, O Messenger, O my people, remain on your path of disbelief and misguidance if you choose. As I have fulfilled my obligation having established the evidence against you by communicating the message to you, am therefore not concerned about your disbelief and misguidance. Instead, I will remain firm on the path of truth that I follow. Soon you will come to know who will be victorious in the world and inherit the earth, and who will receive the home of the afterlife. The idolaters will not succeed, neither in this world nor the afterlife. Their end result will be loss, even though they may have some enjoyment in the world.
وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا ذَرَأَ مِنَ الْحَرْثِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ نَصِيبًا فَقَالُوا هَذَا لِلَّهِ بِزَعْمِهِمْ وَهَذَا لِشُرَكَائِنَا فَمَا كَانَ لِشُرَكَائِهِمْ فَلَا يَصِلُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ فَهُوَ يَصِلُ إِلَى شُرَكَائِهِمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ
The idolaters made innovation and false claims in their religion concerning Allah by assigning to Him a share of the crops and livestock that He created, and giving a share of what He created to their idols. Yet the share they gave to their partners does not reach the avenues that Allah requires them to be spent in, such as on the poor and destitute. But what they gave to Allah reaches the idols and is spent on them. How evil is their judgment and distribution!
وكذلك زين لكثير من المشركين قتل أولادهم شركاءهم ليردوهم وليلبسوا عليهم دينهم ولو شاء الله ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون
Just as Satan made this unfair judgment fair seeming to the idolaters, the devils, who were their partners and associates, made it seem good to them that they should kill their children out of the fear of poverty. The devils inspired them with this in order to destroy them by their committing the act of murder, which Allah had made unlawful, and to make their religion confusing for them such that they did not know any more what Allah had commanded or prohibited for them. If Allah had willed for them not to do this, they would not have done so. However, He willed it out of His wisdom. So leave, O Messenger, these idolaters and their fabrications about Allah, because that will not harm you, and entrust their matter to Allah. Beneficial point. The various levels of the creation with respect to acts of sin and obedience requires that the ranks with respect to levels of punishment and reward also be different. Allah rightly condemned the idolaters because of seven characteristics that they possessed: loss, foolishness, ignorance, making unlawful what Allah provided, fabricating against Allah, misguidance, and not following the right path.